this week. This week, we have a double parsha. Parsha Nisab and Vayera. The beginning of Parsha Vayelech is a very poignant beginning. Vayelech Moshe v'yidaber et advarim ein lo kol Yisrael v'yomer aleihem ben mea v'esim shana onochi hayom lo uchal oz latzeis v'lavo. Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 that day. As I'll tell us of the Zayin Adar, Hashem amar ilai lo savar et hayadein azen, he's not crossing into the Arden. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's last day of his life. And a few psukim later, the Torah tells us as follows: Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hein karvu yamecha lamus, Kras Yoshua v'syatzu bo'al moed, v'atzavenu v'yelech Moshe v'yoshua v'yisyatzu bo'al moed. Because Bob uses this language of Hein karvu yamecha lamus, behold, your days are approaching, you're about to die. This word, the hein, behold, it's a very, almost innocent word of sorts. And we could read the psukim many times and not pay attention to it. But Chazal and the Medrash Rabbah read the psukim, or read this pasuk, and they paid very, very close attention to it. And they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this terminology, hein karvu yamecha lamus, because of the statement that Moshe Rabbeinu had said over 40 years earlier. We have to go back to the Sneh, to the burning bush, to Parshat Shmos. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he sees the Sneh or Ebaesh, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Shalom Alecha Me'al Raglecha, and he tells the Moshe, I have a shlichus for you. I want you to go and take Bnei Yisrael out of the tribe. Go and tell the Jews that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Pakob Bakatati Eskrem, it's time to leave Mitzrayim. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction? In Perek Dalet of Chumash Mos, Pasuk Aleph, Hayan Moshe Vayomer, Behein Lo Yaminu Me. Behold, they won't believe me. And the Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe 40 years later, you said, Vehein lo yaminu li. And now it's your turn. Hein karvu yamecha lamus. You're going to die. What's going on? What did he say? What did he do? Kadosh Baruch Hu so angry at him. And he's, the Chazal tell us Moshe Rabbeinu, well, even before what Chazal said, if you take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction to Hein Lo Yaminu Li, at first glance you see what was so wrong about what he said. Another Yecheskel tells us that the Bnei Yisrael were over the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us that they stopped doing Bris Milah. First, and tell us that Bnei Yisrael had sunk to the 49th level of Tumah. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come along and say, Tako Prakatati Yisrael. And the Jews are just going to believe it? Bnei Yisrael just said, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, of course, of course. So Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction was, Ribono Shel Olam, Hey, Lo Yaminu Li. What was the term? Says the Chafetz Chaim, what was so terrible was, he used the word hein. Hein means behold. Hein means with certainty. There's no question about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not going to believe me. Behold. Look! They're just not going to believe me. And Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction is, Moshe, you're wrong. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim hei. They are believers, descendants of believers. They will believe. And the messages, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't ever, ever, ever give up on B'nai Yisrael. No matter how far, how much they sunk, how far they seem to have departed from me. They could be over the Avodah Zarah, they could have stopped doing Bris Milah, they could have sunk to the 49th level of Tumah, and you think, and you're willing to give up on them, I'm not, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know that. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim hei. 40 years passed. Moshe Rabbeinu has been told after the Chet of Mei Meriba that he's not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And he's davening, Chazal tells us he's davening 516 tefillos, and he's davening. I could have spoken to him to stop. But I don't know if Moshe ever stopped hoping, maybe, hope beyond hope, that maybe, just maybe, because Boch will somehow change his mind. And on the day Moshe Rabbeinu turns 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to him and says, Hein kovu yamecha. Behold, today you're going to die. Why? Because of the chait of Mei Meriva. And whatever that chait was, and Chazal is different, and the first of a different interpretation. But one thing the Torah tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Moshe and Aaron after the chait of Mei Meriva and said, Yan ha'shaloh ha'emantem bi. The psula in Amunah, Moshe, was not in B'nai Yisrael. You thought that they're not Ma'aminim, they're Ma'aminim B'nai Ma'aminim. Where was the psul? Maybe the slightest flaw. But it was with you. Yano ha'mantim. And that's why the Hain kovu yamecha mamas. The message of the Medrash is that we can never, ever allow ourselves to give up on B'nai Yisrael. No matter how far they stray, B'nai Yisrael nam nam nina b'nai nam. It comes along a Rafam Zatzal, and he says there's an additional message here. Something that maybe is more prevalent, and maybe more dangerous, than giving up on B'nai Yisrael. And that is, that we, all too often, give up on ourselves. What do I mean? It's Elul. We're past the midway mark now. Rosh Hashanah is next week. Pharisee made Shuva and Yom Kippur. Start beginning to have hopefully a little bit of Hirhurei Shuva, thinking about Shuva. And we sometimes say, it's just too hard. I can't do it. I can't really change. I am who I am. That's who I am. Every year I say the same things, and I'm just not... this is what... I'm just set in my ways. Says the Rav Tam, if you can't give up on B'nai Yisrael, how can you give up on yourself? How can we give up on yourself? We have the Avodah Zarah. Have we sunk to the 49th level of Tumah? B'nai Yisrael was so far away from a close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in a matter of weeks, they stood by Har Sinai. And we heard the Ribono Shel Olam himself talking to them. Look how much you can accomplish. That's the message of Elul. That's the message of Parshas Vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken 40 years earlier when he gave up on B'nai Yisrael. And we can't, chas v'shalom, make the same mistake if we give up on ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to believe in us and continues to say, I know that they can become better.
never too late. And never too far. And how can we give up on ourselves? We truly can become the person that we want to be. Say to him.